Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Crab Diving Monday, everybody. Welcome. We are live streaming from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or at crabdiving.com. However you're listening to us, we appreciate the fuck out of it.
Oral. Anal.
Police class.
He really practiced that, man.
Oh, Clippert, you think he...
Yeah, I do.
You think he ran that in the mirror at home?
Clippert, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Potify, whatever the fuck, just know that your rehearsal... This is a weird thing to say, but your rehearsal wasn't for naught. I mean, we appreciate the showmanship of it, don't we?
I guess.
I mean, the message is, you know, not is very Nazi, but he really delivers. I mean, in this moment he does.
Sure.
I mean, he's a wacko religious fascist, but what are you going to do?
Join us on social media. We check our Twitter during the show at Crab Diving. We also have a Facebook and the Instagram that we only rarely post upon. Ryan has a Tic Tac.
Tic Tac, post upon this.
Oh, I had the wrong button pressed.
Oh,
so.
No.
Clippert was all echoey, probably.
Oh, okay. I think that's over. He might actually like that. He's like, he would be one of these cunts that would be like, You've been in the music scene, correct? You played in bands.
Okay, sure.
Vocalists are like, can I get some more echo on reverb on my voice? No, take more lessons so you don't sound like shit, fucknut. I don't know.
Well, reverb does cover up a lot of
it does, right? I gotta save myself thousands of dollars in voice lessons had I just cranked the reverb.
A little compression, a little reverb, a little... Well, now they do that auto-tune that you...
Why do we need a person?
You really need to listen hard to hear it. Like, there's an auto-tune that doesn't sound auto-tune-y.
What?
Like, it just really makes you sound like you're completely on pitch.
Oh. Why? Then I went to musical theater school. Why the fuck did I do that and go to voice lessons? What a waste. What a waste of colossal. What a colossal waste of time. You can either learn how to sing, or... This program can make you sound like you sing.
Well, I mean, it puts you on key.
That's
doesn't
a ton
change
of it.
Your.
That's a ton of it.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I can naturally sing on key. Now, you know, lots of people. It's not a brag, but if you can't, you can't imagine what it would be like to sing on key.
Yay!
Right. You can't imagine.
If you can't, you can't imagine what it would be like.
All of a sudden, if you couldn't match a pitch to save your fucking life. And
oh,
then
I do have a friend who's
could,
basically tone deaf.
That would blow his mind or her mind, correct?
Yeah.
Their mind.
Yeah. It's a dude, and always like on, sometimes we'd be on road trips and we'd be singing with the radio. We'd always be like, dude.
Yeah.
Can you just not join in? It's painful.
You know the sign language to this part
of
the song?
Move, bitch! Get out the way! Bitch, get out the way!
You know the sign language to that?
Oh, yeah. I did the social media shit. Oh, if you like to, would like to help out the show with a couple of cents.
Yeah.
Cash, aronies. We don't do any advertisements or any shit like that. But right. if you, it won't cost you anything. Also, if you buy shit at Amazon, right. use our link. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon or use the banner on the webpage. Or I got to make it bigger. I looked at the webpage the other day. It's wee. It's a wee little banner. Yeah. But the Amazon banner on the webpage, right. if you use that and go buy shit, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Right. And if you follow me on Facebook.com/RadarComedy, you can see where I'm going to be performing. And if you want to give us cash, just go to the show where I'm at and just hand me a bag of cash and say, be sure to split this with Pat. And I'll do that.
Yeah. That's not Email me also.
Yeah, yeah.
Copy me. No, just so cash. In case you can't show up or something. I'm not right. suggesting.
Most of these butch lesbians, they want to be the guy smacking the hot chick around. Smacking the hot chick around.
Oh, just a bag God. Of wadded up, greasy $20 bills. A fuck ton of them.
Did you bring condoms? Did you bring condoms?
No condoms. It's Florida.
I think that's it. Let's. It's a lovely Monday.
Yay!
Here in the panhandle. It's only half shitty hot.
Yeah,
it's
it not doesn't
full shitty hot.
Right,
we got a taste of that yesterday. But
were you outside recently?
Yeah, I took the intern out.
I think it's shitty out right now.
It's not great, but yesterday was worse.
Yeah, I mean, at what point can you have so much moisture in the air that it's are we in the air right now? I mean, 95% humidity. Am I just in the fucking water? Hey.
Scroguard is disposable and
it dissolves as soon as you put it on your body in Florida. What a horrible thing for the humidity. Don't even wear one.
Let's see what's going on. Let's see what the HuffPo has to say, the commie pinko liberal
iffy
rag. Oh, a picture of Justice Breyer.
Right.
Mitch Hintz. Oh, I saw this email or this headline elsewhere earlier. Yeah. GOP majority would block Biden judges.
Well, no shit. Well, no fucking motherfucking shit. I put this up on Facebook.com/crabdiving and I went and I said in all caps, how is this news? How right. is this fucking news? Here's the news. Here's how the headline should read. The Republicans will continue to be Nazis until we drive them into the fucking woods.
Metaphorically.
Metaphorically!
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane! Yeah. Motherfucking plane!
Apologies to snakes!
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky, said Monday that it is highly unlikely he would allow President Joe Biden to fill a Supreme Court vacancy in 2024. If Republicans regain the Senate.
Fuck you, Mitch.
And possibly even earlier.
Oh, yes.
He said in an interview with Hugh Hewitt. I think it's highly unlikely. In fact, no, I don't think either party, if it were different from the president, would confirm a Supreme Court nominee in the middle of an election.
Boy, I tell you, that Mitch McConnell, if I have one criticism, it's
too much humanity.
Yeah, it really
well, I was
is.
Trying to go fast.
No, you got to. I know, but he's just too human. There, I can hear empathy in there, and that's just not right. God, this motherfucker. Ugh. Hey, Joe Manchin. So. You don't want to, despite hearing shit like this, you don't give a fuck about the filibuster. You don't give a fuck about trying to help when you know this is right down the way. This is our near future. Like, what if we lose the Senate?
Right. That's
We're
what,
fucked.
That's what Mitch is talking about.
We're fucked, Joe. I'm talking to Joe Manchin. And if we lose the Senate before anything good happens, it's because of you, motherfucker.
Yeah. So imagine we lose the Senate and then... in 2022, in the midterms, and then one of the SCOTUSes decides to step down, either voluntarily or by nature, and then What if it's soon after the election? You know, they're saying, well, within a year of the election, nobody would do that. But what if it's Bullshit. 2 years? What if it's 2 years? You know Bullshit. They won't. You know they won't.
Here's It'll how be,
Obama was 1 year. They
didn't care.
They butt plugged Merrick Garland. McConnell is signaling he'll do it for 2 years if it happens to Biden.
You
so
know, to me,
the sub headline of this story is Eyes on Breyer.
Yeah.
Like Breyer's 80 something. I'm sure it's in here somewhere in the story, but it's kind of 82. And some progressive groups and activists have been calling on Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, 82, to retire this year so Democrats can appoint his successor.
Hell yeah.
While they control both the Senate and the White House.
My God. All of this frustrates me because this is how America works. This is how America has worked for years. As long as I can remember, we have leftists and progressives that want to do really good shit. And we have leftists and progressives that understand that the Republicans are shitbags. And we have these moderates who sit there and look for the best out of these horrible sons of bitches in the GOP. And that is our fucking demise. I mean, it's fucking nuts. I mean, the idea that Merrick Garland's Justice Department is fucking absent. It's Merrick Garland's Justice Department, motherfucker. I thought the symbolism and the pageantry of putting in a guy that was fucked by the GOP would be their demise. I thought he would go after these motherfuckers with a vengeance. I've yet to see it. And here we sit.
McConnell called the decision to hold open a Supreme Court seat for 8 months the single most consequential thing I've done in my time as majority leader in the Senate.
You motherfucker. And you fucking know that motherfucker cheated in that midterm. You fucking know he did, right? You know that motherfucker cheated.
Maybe there's questions Fuck. About it. It was awfully a polling very closely. And then all of a sudden,
yeah.
He won by a whole lot.
What happened?
Kind of odd. The balance of the court now tilts 6-3 to the conservatives and likely will for decades.
What a horrible fucking mess. Well, likely will for decades because we let these fuckers put up Kavanaugh. Do you think they fought enough? Do you think they did?
Yeah.
And Amy Coney Barrett. Not enough
There's
fighting.
Only so much they could do.
Ugh. I guess.
And don't forget, Mitch got rid of the filibuster for Supreme Court justices because he knew he felt the Democrats wouldn't let anybody go through.
The thing is, people will not come out and vote for Democrats if they think they're not going to fucking fight, or at least look like they're going to fight or sound like they're fighting or something. Because these people are fucking axe murderers, these GOP motherfuckers. They're crazy.
She's at her water dish. I was trying to see if there is water. There is. So that's the headline. Over to the HuffPo.
God.
Says the Windows Democrats. Yeah, Windows Democrats have to potentially fill a Supreme Court vacancy is maybe even narrower than they think. If Republicans win control of the Senate next year, a possibility. They could once again deny a Democratic president the chance to fill a high court seat.
And here we are. We're sitting there, and it's like we can't get the GOP to do anything worth a fucking shit. They won't even investigate the riots, the insurrection.
Right.
They will not do anything right. So, of course they're going to fuck us on the Supreme Court.
And again, if this country goes full fascist, and we end up with a Republican president. We get President DeSantis in 2024 and a Republican House and Senate. Count the microseconds. It'll be on one hand that the Republicans will get rid of the filibuster.
Oh, of course.
In the Senate. Oh, what about history and fairness and democracy? But once they start getting filibustered,
right.
Then they're going to be like, well, that's it. Let's get rid of it.
Yeah, you know, the fucking frustrating thing is this Trump presidency was such a fucking turning point for this fucking country. I mean, if the courts fucked for decades because of Donald Trump, just think about that 2016 election when we could not get people to vote for Hillary. To me, that is the moment.
Well, there were those emails.
That's the moment. But that's the moment when everybody should have came together and said, Donald Trump's a gigantic fucking monster. Oh, my God, we have to stop him. And now that's the moment that's gone. And now what?
Drudge Report, New York City ticker tape parade for health heroes. Yeah. Well, that's real cool. That's a positive.
Right.
New York City will throw a ticker tape parade in July to celebrate healthcare heroes and essential workers. Well, I hope there's not a COVID bounce or a variant bounce then, but okay, cheers. Mayor Bill de Blasio is following through on a promise he made last year to celebrate the city's healthcare heroes and essential workers with a ticker tape parade.
Bill de Blasio had a lot of great ideas during this pandemic.
Don't think he's well beloved by really either side.
Really, a parade? It does seem like a shitty idea, honestly.
The event honoring New York City's hometown heroes will be held at 11 a.m. Wednesday, July 7th in the Canyon of Heroes. I don't know where that is. The parade will kick off in Battery Park and end with the ceremony in City Hall Park. This year that we've been through, it has literally been the greatest crisis in the history of New York City. We were knocked down, but we got back up, and that's something to celebrate about this city.
Hey, Bill
de Blasio,
take that money that you threw away at this fucking parade and cut it up into checks and send it to these heroes. What are they supposed to do with this parade? Pay the bills with it?
Well, they're going to have floats.
Yeah.
with groups of healthcare workers, first responders, educators, municipal workers, transportation workers, grocery and bodega workers, and delivery people.
That's nice. It just, again, what you said, mate, do we need parades? I mean, didn't we just, I don't know. Is that a good idea?
I mean, you know, I wouldn't be anti if the COVID is
you wouldn't,
if there's a handle on COVID.
Would you go to the parade?
No, I'm not big on parades.
Right.
But
why don't we just have a parade on a cruise ship, Bill? I mean, what about that idea?
I like festivals. I like that. I like art festivals.
I like that.
Such things like that. And I like farmers markets.
Right. Right.
Like those kind of groups of people kind of thing. But
well, parade.
Oh, concerts. Occasionally.
Farmers market is a bad thing. I mean, we're out of the pandemic. Is everybody at the pandemic parade? Are they going to be shot? I mean, injected. Are they injected?
Where is it? It is New York City.
Right. It's just hard for me to take. Do you not have a hard time taking Bill de Blasio? Like, fucking
I saw
seriously?
We're at like 64% of the country has had at least one jab.
Right? Oh, yeah. So, oh, that's awesome.
I think.
Yeah.
If that's an accurate number, I thought that was pretty good.
De Blasio said at the beginning of the pit, didn't he say, like, hey, we're going to close down tomorrow, so go out and party tonight or some shit?
Yeah.
Hitting the gym one more time.
Right.
I mean, I'm sorry. It's how can you
like tomorrow? It's going to be unsafe to go out, but tonight, rock on, everybody.
I have a hard time dealing with people, like especially politicians, that just made so many horrible decisions during this whole pandemic. I mean, De Blasio has got to be your star shitbag Democrat.
I mean,
absolutely.
You could probably think of a wiener.
You know, and then the governor of New York,
Wiener.
I mean, Wiener. Well, I mean, but, you know, yeah, Wiener, sure.
Wiener was that type of Democrat that we need. The scrapper, the fighter, the won't take any shit. You know, we prefer to not have someone who's sending
what is the name of the woman
15-year-olds.
Yeah, what's the name of the woman that tackled the person that was going after Biden on the stage? They should have got the job, but
was that Simone Sanders?
Hire Simone Sanders. She needs a job. Joe didn't want to hire her to be press secretary for some fucking reason. So
that's the headline over to the Drudge Report.
Hey, I don't mean to bring that up again. And I like Jim Psaki, but I can't get over that. That blows my mind. If somebody tackled someone that was coming after me, it was going to hurt me, I would make sure they had whatever job they wanted. I mean, she tackled somebody, you know. But Jim Psaki got the job for some reason. He's out of nowhere.
Meanwhile, shitty milestone.
Yes.
The United States has now lost over 600,000 people to COVID-19. And we all think it's probably significantly higher.
Yeah.
But that's what's reported officially, right. 600,000.
What are we celebrating, Bill? I mean, honestly, with this parade, to me.
Well, I think the people, I mean, I'm down for all those groups that he mentioned,
yeah.
especially the bodega workers yeah. and the restaurant workers that stayed open and shit like that to
raise the minimum wage,
have pickup food and stuff like that. And
yeah, it's just, it seems, I mean, I know.
They did raise the minimum wage in New York.
Yeah. Oh, did they?
It said a bride forced by the pandemic. Oh, wait. The country begins to return to something resembling pre-pandemic normal. A bride forced by the pandemic to have a Zoom wedding is planning a lavish in-person anniversary celebration this summer. but all the guests must attest that they are vaccinated. Oh, my freedom!
Quit making people do shit like this!
Well, that's kind of good. That'll keep all the assholes that you're related to away, right?
Yeah, but
it's,
like,
it's going to keep your Trumpy MAGA anti-vaxxer. But you, there are some liberal anti-vaxxers too, which I just I don't get. But
right, search your soul. You know, like do you? I don't know, man. You're having
find
this
it
lavish
first.
Yeah, you're having this lavish. I mean, you were able to really save on your wedding because of this fucking pandemic, and now you're going to ruin that by throwing another wedding. You know. I don't mean to sound like Scrooge McDuck, but damn. You know, I mean, you actually saved a lot of money. Hey, you had the Zoom wedding.
Well, yeah.
That was brilliant.
I've never understood the spending tons of money on
me
a wedding and a capacity. I knew somebody that spent
$70,000. Oh, my God.
$70,000 on a big, giant wedding.
See, you want to get on the other side of that business.
Man,
you want to get on the other side of that? Really?
And it's just not, you know, I mean, it was all very fancy and everything. It's not my scene.
Yeah, we need to get to a time where it's like, do you want to spend a shit ton of money on your wedding, or do you want to spend maybe an eighth of that, and we'll give you a pill that'll make you remember this amazing wedding you had?
There you go. We'll inject a VR wedding into your...
Hey, you don't know. It's just now you have this memory of a wedding that you spent tons of money on, but without the expense.
God, imagine the travel you could have done with $70,000.
Yeah. You could. You know what? If you're Jeff Bezos, you could start saving to go to the moon or something.
How about that? How about a small ceremony or no ceremony?
Yes.
Have a gathering.
Right.
And then go travel.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
With the money.
I wonder if that's...
And instead of, you know, toasters and steamers and woks,
yeah.
you can ask people for cash
yeah.
to fund your year-long world trip.
I just thought about, Shelby, if you could go reserve this URL for me, that would be great. Space weddings. Get that one, and weddings in space.
Bezos probably has
that. Oh, God. Already. All you got to do is find out how much it would cost and then charge the couple... 20% more.
Oh, I'm sure we're 10 years away from the first wedding in space. I'll bet you. It might be less.
Dumb fucking thing that Bezos is going on. I mean, it really.
Wait, we haven't had one, had we? We didn't have a couple of cosmonauts get married
if
or anything,
you
did
die
we?
Die in space.
I know married couples have been in space.
Let me tell you something. If you can go and get married in space, that's fine. Go do it. But if you invite people to get married, to watch you get married in space, and then they feel like they have to go do it, and then something happens, you throw the rice, it punctures the holodeck, there's a rupture in the, I don't know, what do you have in some kind of space foil? And then what? Then you're just fucking space dust. But you invited people to that space wedding. You know?
Well, this doesn't count.
Think about that. What?
A woman on Earth, married a cardboard cutout of her husband who was orbiting in the space station.
Why didn't you just wait till he got home?
Yeah, he's probably not going to cheat. I think you're okay.
I got a kid on the moon. Don't tell nobody about him. That will be, hello, welcome to Mars. There's going to be so many people It's going to be like Maury Povich shows about, like, I got a second family on Mars.
You know, when we start that.
Well, yeah. This is Tokyo-based wedding company First Advantage.
Yes.
Is accepting reservations from couples wanting to get married in outer space.
Oh, fuck me, man.
The space wedding will take place. This was in 2008.
We don't give a
was
shit.
This story. So did this happen?
Well, I mean, can you go to space? Yes or no? Yes. Okay. I mean,
well, yeah.
I mean, but what level of space travel are we at? Like, can I get in a spaceship and hang out in space, like not far from, I don't even know, like close to the Earth for 2 days?
Yes.
Like in the space station or some shit like that?
Well, okay.
Can I move around like a human being, or am I fucked up for those days? Or am I, you know what I mean? I feel weird, or...
Like
I'm in space. My body's fucked up.
Well, yeah, it'll be... Yeah.
You're zero Gs.
You might do some hurling.
What kind of...
But I'm assuming they try to prepare you for that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if you get a vomit comet ride.
Oh, God.
To test...
That's just so stupid. Human beings, I thought of it. I'm like, can you have a wedding in space? But what a great use of our resources.
There's some rich white people that just can't be happy unless they tie their knot in fucking space. Fuck.
I don't believe anyone has gotten married in space.
Okay. Shelby, is that true? Or
I think married couples have traveled.
Yay.
Or a married couple has traveled.
Who is, I guess, the guy that flies the ship is allowed to marry you, or he's the captain? The captain marries
I guess,
you?
Yeah, or... sure.
It really screams very extra to me that we even have space tourism. It really does. It just seems crazy that we have that.
Well, yeah.
I was driving by my brother's house today, and on the way, I went under the I-10 in Pensacola, and what they've done there is allowed homeless people to have tents set up, and there's some porta potties and like hand washing stations that the city has allowed, I guess. But our country's fucked and capitalism is fucked, because I saw a man living in a plastic house, like a playhouse for a child that goes in a backyard that a kid's mm-hmm. supposed to play in.
Yeah, yeah.
He's living in that plastic house. It's a real
Jesus
house.
Christ.
That is that the end of capitalism? Is that, I saw that and I'm like, that's it, right? That's it. We all have to understand it, that guy should not have to live in a plastic kid house under the goddamn expressway, or is capitalism a big success? Jesus.
Meanwhile, across the pond.
Hello!
Bojo. Boris Roy. Johnson.
Yes.
Hello, everybody.
Has he been in space?
Boris Johnson here.
Is he from space?
He may be. He might be an alien. Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
Boris Johnson. I love that. From now on, this show, he will be called Joris Bonson.
On Monday, announced a delay of 4 weeks to the next phase of England's lockdown reopening.
Ew.
Amid a surge in the Delta variant of COVID-19, first discovered in India. Well, that ruins the whole purpose of calling it the Delta variant. Is right. That they don't want them identified by country because they don't want to blame countries.
Well, are you worried? Are we worried that people are going to be racist?
Of course.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, they are going to be. And the idea that we're going to start being concerned about it right now makes me laugh. And also to me, not to be a dick, but didn't England have a certain history with India? Correct?
Like a whole whole colonization kind of a deal.
I'm sure there's some people in India that are like, oh, you're choking on our variant. Okay. Well, geez.
rules on the use of face masks, limiting the number of people who can meet indoors and out, and shutting nightclubs and similar venues were due to be lifted.
Fuck that shit.
On June 21.
Oh.
But that's now been pushed back to July 19th.
Wow.
At that moment, gatherings are limited to 6 people indoors and 30 outdoors.
Joris, how are you doing such a shit job? Florida is doing better than you. You must fucking suck. What? Why are they shitting the bed so profoundly over there in the UK right now? What's up?
Well, the variant.
We have that. We're all
not
open.
The Delta variant. Not as bad.
What is our variant?
Well, I think actually here in Florida we have the highest Delta variant. That's the one that's
the India variant.
40%. Or no, we had the British variant, which I don't know, Alpha, Beta, Gamma. Well, who the fuck knows?
I don't know, but I'll say that we can call. I don't have any bias against Indian people at all. But just so I understand, the Delta variant is from India.
First discovered in India.
But the UK has the Delta variant.
Big time.
So we have it.
In isolated places.
But it's just not as much?
Well, you know what? They have a map.
I mean, God.
U.S.
I mean, it's just weird to hear, like, someone's doing worse than we are. And I know a lot of people are because, you know, they probably still have lunatics in charge. Like, who's in charge of India? Modi? Big Trump guy, right?
Yes.
They can't be great. God.
We have 3 variants here.
Oh, God.
They're not really, they don't have their designations, but it's B117,
right?
B1351 and right. P1.
Oh, I hate that P1. Where's that one from?
B117 is the most prevalent right now.
Yeah.
B1351 and P1 both have about 500 cases each right now reporting
in Florida,
in the United States.
Oh, United States. So still, please. I have a show on Thursday, 6/24.
Florida reported 3,510 cases of the big variant, B117.
In totem?
126. Well, I don't know what the time period is.
That's not bad. I mean, it's not good.
What did it do?
None of this is good. It's like...
Florida is one of the highest for that variant.
But listen, you can still go out and see live comedy shows in Florida, right? As long as you're vaccinated. Okay. Oh, God. We think somebody somewhere thought, okay, we'll call it the Delta variant. That way no one will be racist. Shit.
All right. Well, especially when you say the Delta variant, which started in India.
Yeah. I mean... our country, the country of Florida, will indeed be racist, as will the country of Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, Arkansas, Texas.
It's easier to list the ones that aren't. Yes.
Okay, which ones? Maine?
I mean...
What do you mean? Oh, Paula Page was there.
I think there's...
The guy. God damn.
Well, here, that's a good, great segue.
Who's not racist in America?
Here's a great segue to the story.
Yeah. Shelby's not racist.
From Vice.
Yay!
I feel a sneeze brewing.
Oh my gosh. Vice. God bless you!
A neo-Nazi and ex-Marine.
Yay!
Who coordinated a national counter-protest on the anniversary of George Floyd's murder. Counter-protest.
What are they counter-protesting?
Is now making plans to turn Maine... Well, he's upset about the George Floyd memorial.
It's an odd thing to counter-protest. Is he's protesting saying...
I mentioned neo-Nazis.
Oh, that's right. This makes a lot of sense for him. Neo-Nazi. Okay, right.
Neo-Nazi ex-Marine coordinated a national counter-protest on the anniversary of George Floyd's murder is making plans
yes
to turn Maine
right
into an all-white ethno state.
Okay, how's he doing it? What's his system?
Vice News got a hold of some chat logs.
No.
Dated mid-February this year.
Right.
Between Chris Paulhouse, a 34-year-old man behind a popular far-right social media network with thousands of followers.
Mr. Paulhouse! Is his name Paulhouse?
And a loyal band of online neo-Nazis.
Ooh! Is that what they said? A loyal band?
Yeah.
God, hey, don't break your dick to make him not sound like the seven fucking dwarves, motherfucker. A loyal band of Nazis!
The text exchanges center on what they portray as concrete plans for white men and women to move to Maine and make a white future for themselves.
God, imagine living in Maine. Imagine. And you're like, I would say, an open letter to all Nazis. Please do not move to Maine. Stay where you are in Texas, Georgia, Florida, Oklahoma, Alabama, Mississippi,
Alabama, Georgia. Florida. According to the transcripts provided by the Counter Extremism Project, so they got these chats.
Yeah. God.
Paulhouse, who says he lives in Texas, and his followers believe Maine is the perfect spot, already one of the whitest places in America, so they wouldn't have a lot of the Negroes to run out or the Browns.
Hey,
The Asians. I wonder if they'd let Asians in.
You know. I know, I remember, I have one friend that grew up in Maine from college back in the day, and she was a big old progressive and liberal, and so is her family, and she has lots of, I think, in Maine, dickheads, you might be shocked.
Well, there are some, it's a purple state.
Yeah, I mean, it's not
look
Texas.
At Susie Collins having to twist herself into a pretzel to try to.
God, you said Susan Collins, and I don't want to throw up on my microphone, but.
Gross. They want to go to Maine because it's one of the whitest places in America with favorable gun laws that will allow them to arm up and prepare for the collapse of society.
This is though, but neo-Nazis, if I may, you doing this.
Very polite to them.
Huh?
You're very polite to the neo-Nazis.
Oh no, you're right. Excuse me. Neo-Nazis, listen to me right now, you fucks.
Pardon me, good sir.
This is the collapse of society. You doing this is the collapse. Is the collapse of society? A bunch of Nazis getting together saying, "Hey, let's go to Maine and get a fuck ton of guns and do bad shit." Is the collapse of fucking society? Isn't it? You're doing it.
It's one of the horsemen.
You're doing it
inside a private chat room on Telegram.
Oh,
so there's
yes.
Telegram again.
God.
Paulhouse and several others, under aliases, discussed the merits of moving to one of America's most remotest states. Ugh. Most remotest.
Keep more remote.
Oh, one of America's remotest. I put most in there.
One of America's most remotest. The remotester.
Singled out specific areas of Maine for future settlement.
Future areas? Hey, fuck right off. Stay in Texas. We can't allow this. Can we allow, like, a bunch of white supremacists to say, you know what? We're taking over Maine.
Paulhouse using his pseudonym, The Hammer. Oh, my God.
Listen here, Flesh Hammer. Go fuck yourself. Your name is Paulhouse. Paulhouse. Are we going to pretend that's not his name? That is insane.
Hammer. The Hammer.
Hey, Hammer.
I am The Hammer.
I'm the Meat Hammer. Want some of this? Jeez.
We had a guy in here living in Maine already. This is the Hammer speaking.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Right. It's the Hammer, everybody.
We had a guy in here living in Maine already saying north or east of Bangor would be best.
Oh, would it be? Hey, you know, normal people live in these places you're talking about. Probably reasonable people. And all of a sudden, like, what do you mean the neo-Nazis are going to come in? I live east of Bangor. I mean, really, I would fuck this. What do you think a bunch of Nazis just moved to the fucking neighborhood? What happens?
Who wrote this? Paulhouse said east of Bangor would be best.
Yeah.
Pointing to a city in the New England state with a giant statue of folkloric lumberjack Paul Bunyan.
Is Paul Bunyan a racist? Is that racist? And I thought that was like Iowa or some shit.
I don't know where it originated from, but apparently they're way into him in Bangor.
Hey, Siri, is Paul Bunyan racist?
Here's what I found. Oh, that would be mine. Yours is American. Here's what I found on the internet.
A Paul Bunyan story map becomes a lesson in racism, of course. God, it's everything in our culture is racist. Really.
Another user in this neo-Nazi Telegram group suggested there's really cheap and nearly free land north of Aroostook. Aroostook?
Where the fuck is that?
It is a county that's on the U.S.-Canada border, nearly 95% white, as per the latest census data.
95% white, and these neo-Nazis down, where do they live, in Texas or something? Like, wherever, we can make that 100! The thing about the white supremacists are, and like, for me, I always, you know, they are hilarious because they're so fucking stupid, but you got to take them seriously. But this is literally the weirdest fucking, they're invading Maine to make it more white. Okay?
Another user said of Aroostook County, it's all right. Allegash is where I hope to end up. That's way up, all the way up there. Nice forest, lots of deer, only loggers around.
Then go up there, you fuck! No one's, by the way, no one's holding anyone back from moving to where?
None of that, during the summer days, none of the loggers wear shirts.
Oh, perfect. Who?
Got big muscles and beards and tattoos.
All of a sudden, I don't have as much of a problem with this story because now I'm listening to it, and this is what I'm calling for.
All the liberals in Maine are like, no, send them away.
Go back in the fucking woods, motherfuckers. Are there areas we can put these people that we can agree on? Listen to me. If there are liberals in Maine displaced by these Nazi Vikings, contact Joe Biden, and he'll find a place for you. Away from these horrible people. Maybe?
When asked about plans, like how they're going to turn Maine into a white ethno state.
I love it. How are they doing
The Hammer said, only thing I'm trying to build is a community of family men.
Oh boy, look in his internet search history, please, and look up what's on his phone. I know this guy's up to pervy shit.
When asked if they have guns, he says, who isn't armed? I wouldn't recommend anyone wait for a collapse to be armed. Yeah. An unarmed man sacrifices his family to the unpredictably of chaos. That's what he wrote.
What is the
unpredictability?
Hey, digging at it's like I'm just used to this digging sound that I finally.
I think she's trying to fluff the carpet where she's laying down. No, she's trying to make it more comfy.
No, she's a rescue,
or she's trying to
rescue, though. Correct.
Get attention. Yeah.
She's not a cadaver dog. Was training, and we just don't know.
Unlikely. Since she was like not that old when I got her,
she's a prodigy cadaver dog. Very like.
She was just past puppy teeth though, so that was perfect.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And mostly she was house trained.
Yeah. Aren't we all?
He said we are white nationalist preppers.
Oh God.
He describe themselves.
Okay, just real quick. These fucking asshole racists, they love to get, oh, well, I'm a prepper, I'm a white supremacist, I'm a nationalist. Like, no, I get you. You're a Nazi fuck. I understand the shit out of you. You're right? I mean,
he offered up a litany of apocalyptic statements in the form of questions to Vice News, centering on the far right belief that society is on the brink of destruction.
Yes.
And the U.S. government is near its demise, which in their minds will spawn an armed conflict and a race war for the fate of the country.
Oh, my God.
In a world.
It's always the race war. There's a race war coming. You know what I mean? That's their thing. It's all I don't say.
I'm not doing anything illegal. He said, I want to be in the coldest, furthest, widest area I can be. Well, they want to self-isolate.
That's crazy. If you find yourself saying, I don't want to do anything illegal, but I'm living by myself in the middle of the woods. Okay.
They're not living by themselves. They're all going to be out there.
Together?
Yeah.
Putting
oil on each other and chopping down trees and stuff.
Hey, I am not for camps, but it sounds like they're for camps for themselves. Doesn't it sound like that? I love this plan. So wait, we're sending the racists to move.
No, they're
to
sending
the middle
themselves.
Of nowhere.
We're not sending them.
Oh, they're deciding.
Well, yeah.
How do we make sure the people of Maine don't have to deal with these guys?
Well, like, there you go.
They're got to go in the middle of nowhere. Right. Then.
What about black people driving through that area, going to Canada?
I got to tell you, if there are any black people I know, please do not drive through this part of Maine. Yeah. I mean, you know, or anyone,
Jews.
Really. No. Don't go here.
What about a black gay Jew?
But our job, you know, as a collective, the people, we're supposed to protect everyone. Everybody's supposed to protect each other from these lunatics. So.
Right.
If we're going to be protected from these people in society, then you shouldn't accidentally drive through the neo-Nazi town.
Well, exactly. We would rather not have neo-Nazi enclaves popping up in our country. More so than...
We have.
Them. Yeah. Besides Alabama.
Have them!
And Georgia.
It's so funny. If we call it the Delta variant, no one's going to get racist. Okay?
Meanwhile, the people of Bangor, Maine, the city officials, not happy to hear about this.
Yeah.
Nobody heard of them before, but the mayor said, "Not cool." Any organization or individual espousing, supporting violence, hatred, and racism is of grave concern to our city. We pride ourselves on being an open and engaged community, dedicated to supporting residents of all ages, races, religions, economic status. Including members of the LGBTQ community.
Yeah. If I'm in Bangor, Maine, this is exactly what I do. I get George Soros on the line and I call up Antifa and I'm like, listen, they're all coming. We got to get ready for these motherfuckers. It's like Blazing Saddles. You know what I mean?
Oh, right, right.
They got to do something.
Some of the assholes in the Nazis in the chat indicated they were already in Maine. So several others discussed ambitions to move there. One said they specifically have been looking for buildings to purchase for private schools.
Oh, my God.
While others exchanged realty listings, apartment rentals, and ads for rural homesteads, another user suggested, quote, a Nazi homeowners association. You're going to have a Nazi HOA to deal with.
Okay. They are Nazis.
I mean, that's the perfect personality type. Yeah.
They are Nazis anyway, the HOA.
Nazi Homeowners Association.
Okay. I'm going to put, let's say you are my congressional rep, not Matt Gaetz. You're the guy elected after Matt Gaetz. So pretend Matt Gaetz doesn't exist, which is nice. Okay. Congressman Weil, how are you going to protect us from these fucking Nazis that are everywhere? What are you going to do? How would you do it?
I don't fucking know. What am I supposed to do?
They're giving you a solution. They want to be on a list for Nazis, want to put themselves on a list for homes or something? Yes!
Well, it's an HOA.
Please, give me... this is what we've all been dreaming of. Nazis.
You would have to go probably and apply to buy property.
See, let's take a page out of the Nazi playbook. They put people on lists back in the day and then put them in camps. Now, they want to put themselves on lists.
We're better than
sign up, motherfucker. At being Nazis, we're not better at it.
But they would just want to sign up to buy land.
Who gives
and create their own little Nazi haven.
But
in,
if we all
in
know
fucking Maine. Who,
the point of in this is I think this is a underappreciated movie for the message. The message in Inglourious Basterds is that Brad Pitt made us understand that when the Nazis take off the uniform or they put down the tiki torch, we can't tell that they're Nazis. Now, this is this homeowners association. Now we can know. Oh, you're in this Nazi list. That's how we deal with them. They're doing it for us.
Well,
if they want to be on a Nazi list.
I think they're already on a Nazi list, a lot of them.
Yeah. Then you don't have to, you know, you say, oh, I'm showing. Or,
let me ask you something. If I'm renting an apartment and somebody comes like, okay, let me see if they're on the Nazi list. Clickety click click. Oh, this guy's on the Nazi list. Can I refuse him or her? Because they're a Nazi?
For what?
I don't want to rent to a Nazi. A known Nazi. Who says they're a Nazi? They're on a list. He's like, yeah, I'm a member of the Nazis. I'm on a homeowners association. So,
yeah. I mean, I would not rent to them.
You would find another
for a
reason.
Different reason. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Another user in the Telegram said, I don't see Maine ever getting below 75% white ever. Maybe with our efforts, we can raise it higher than it is now.
What? Your efforts?
Get rid of those 5%
non-white. That is genocide. If you're talking about...
Well,
you,
they're not talking about...
No. If you're saying, kill. I want to make this square more white. I want more white people in this square. Meaning,
right?
I need less non-white people in the square.
Maybe he's suggesting everybody has to fuck everybody else and have children.
It sounds like...
Have a lot more white children.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. This is a tough one because part of me thinks we should encourage this.
Paul Haas explained to the others in the chat that strategically for neo-Nazis and white supremacists alike, there's a lot of cheap land in Maine, which is far from the Mexican border.
And my God.
And from any larger communities with people of color.
These neo-Nazis or white supremacists, we'll make them the same person, kill me. They think Mexicans, they think they're the problems. They think if they live next to the border, it's dangerous for them. They don't understand that everywhere they go, they're the problems. They don't get that.
And he didn't seem to account for the Native American reservations in the state, including one close to Bangor.
Okay, now there's an issue. We can't do that to Native American people.
Well, right.
Right. So... No one, but you know, all I'm saying is this article is offering somewhat a solution for Nazis and neo-Nazis. Like, how do we deal with neo-Nazis? And the only solution we have in America is like, don't be one. Okay, but there are Nazis. So what do we do? Maine won't take them?
Keep an eye on them.
How much? Hey, dear Maine, why don't you make, listen, they're coming anyway. I'm sorry. If we bus our Nazis to you, how much? How much can we pay you to take our Nazis in Florida? I mean, that's not a bad business.
I don't know.
And we
Florida Nazis,
you.
Man. I think the premium is going to be a lot higher for your Florida Nazis and your Alabama Nazis.
This is how it's going to go. People in California will say, oh, okay, we are paying Florida to take our fucking Nazis. That's how that will go. We will get fucked. Damn it. Who wants these Nazis? Anybody want these Nazis? Poor Maine.
In a live stream from early May, Paul Haas bragged about his connections to the National Socialist Club,
okay.
A New England-based underground neo-Nazi network led by a former member of domestic terror group The Base.
Oh, congratulations, everyone. Everyone's finding each other.
In it, Paul Haas, the hammer.
Oh, the meat hammer.
Said he was excited to be connected to the NSC.
Oh, wow. I can imagine.
Because of the plan for me and a lot of my friends to move up to the Northeast, and we're happy to see people doing stuff up there.
Oh, my God. I would, if I'm hearing this, if someone's like, I can't wait to move to Northwest Florida, I would be like, first of all, I don't know. Do we even notice an influx of Nazis here, or do we don't? Or.
No.
I can't imagine that. But Maine.
Describe influx.
But Maine. I don't know. But Maine. I mean, they don't have. I mean, obviously, there's racism there.
We just saw that one of our neighbors, well, I mean, half a mile away, took down the tattered, sad Trump 2020 flag and put up a shiny new Trump 2024 flag.
Hey, wacko. I know you don't listen to our show. I don't know what you listen to. Probably Mein Kampf on audio. Who reads Mein Kampf? Who reads that? The Voice, do you think? John, the guy from John Voight, probably. Or Kirk Cameron.
John Voight did the audio for
that. Kirk Cameron and Scott Baio read Mein Kampf together while they sucked each other off.
Scott Baio.
Hey, listen. Why isn't it a Trump-Pence flag? Because it used to be. Now you don't like him?
Oh yeah. Well, Trump has already said he hasn't decided. Somebody asked him if Pence is going to be his, if he runs, will Pence be his running mate? And he goes, well, we'll see.
Do you think do you think Nancy Pelosi understands that Trump is bad and the Republicans are Nazis?
I think she's got that vibe.
I mean, because they came after Mike Pence
to hang him.
And the and so I just wonder if all the Democrats with the infrastructure and everything you're working on, do you think the party that wanted to hang Mike Pence is going to have anything to offer legislatively to you?
God, this poll house guy has been around in the far right fever swamp.
Oh, he's a journeyman.
He often has posted opaque threats, promising on one occasion, quote, race traitors will get no human rights.
Well, opaque threats means like clear or vague. Opaque means it's harder to see through or easier to see. This is a hard, I have a hard time with this one.
Opaque is you can't see through it.
So there's a vague threat. A vague threat from these dick bags.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Not Got transparent. It.
Right. We don't exactly know where they're going with this, but we do know it's Nazi shit.
Race traitors will get no human rights, he said. In an impending war, a reference to the Second Civil War, the far right often masturbates to thought.
Did they say that in the article?
I'm embellishing.
Where are you reading from?
Vice.
Oh,
In recent days, he posted celebratory messages of the 20-year-old Canadian man who mowed down a Muslim family of five, killing four of them with his truck in what has been described as Islamophobic terror in London, Ontario, Canada.
You know, and the thing is, man, in this country, the country of Florida, our governor said that if people are blocking the roads in a protest and you're driving.
Yeah, rock on. I felt threatened. Slam on the gas. Over. Yeah.
What do you think? This is that.
There was a report on one woman, Riley June Williams, 22, who was in court on multiple charges connected to the Capitol Hill mob attack.
Okay.
She's the one who's suspected of stealing Nancy Pelosi's laptop, offering to sell it to Russian intelligence. The report.
That is funny as shit. I mean,
what an American, huh?
Well, was he going to?
She.
Was she going to sell that laptop?
And I don't think they found it yet. Have they?
They haven't. I thought they found the laptop.
I don't know.
I mean, because I believe Nancy Pelosi had her laptop hunted down.
The report alleges that in a personal video she made before January 6th, she gave a Heil Hitler salute.
Oh, that's nice.
While wearing hate symbols linked to a paramilitary brand of neo-Nazism.
Wow.
Then she tossed a shout out to Paul House. The hammer was right all along, she said. Saying the hammer.
God, that's, by the way, it's crazy. I think you're right. They never got Nancy Pelosi's laptop.
Yeah, I don't think they
what
did.
What the fuck? That makes me furious. You're telling me that a bunch of dumb fuck inbred maggots can go to a Trump rally, fucking waddle into the Capitol, and take the Speaker of the House motherfucking laptop, and we can't find it. God damn. What?
It's not the first time there's been online circle jerks of white areas.
Yay!
January 2020, the leader of the base.
Oh yeah!
At the time, discussed the creation of a whites-only, heavily armed compound in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
That exists. Let's pretend that's not that. That's where all the maggots there are in the Upers. They call them Upers, and yes, it exists. There are. This guy is describing a compound with lots of white people with guns. Every block.
Right. Well, all you got to do is just put up a fence, I guess.
Here, too. Here, too.
He believed that they could, from there, launch the race wars.
Yay.
They valued that area near the Canadian border for being predominantly white and remote. At the time, Justin Watkins, Michigan native, former leader of a domestic terror group.
Yes.
Under an alias on the encrypted chat app Wire.
Okay.
Said, we are buying houses and land and fortifying them.
Oh, God. Read a book. My God. Have you ever heard of Netflix, Nazi? You can go on Netflix and watch a bunch of shit that's very interesting and like that you can, I don't know, enjoy. Or you could just be Nazis 24/7.
Not a lot of movies that are kind to the Nazis.
Well, yeah, and they shouldn't be, but I'm just saying all these people.
They don't have the Leni Riefenstahl collection.
Well, if you're a big Nazi, don't you have any art that you like, or do you have passion that isn't Nazi? Or are you just a monster?
They probably do.
They're monsters.
They like football.
You think they could enjoy, like, they could read a book and be like, oh, that's nice. Probably not, because they're Nazis.
I don't know about that, but, well, what book? Mein Kampf?
Yeah.
He was picked up months later, this Watkins guy, by the FBI and State Popo, and never managed to fully create his compound in Michigan.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nazi. You're not a motivated Nazi. You're just a little fuck Nazi.
But he was
on the couch.
He was living with other members of the base in a well-armed farmhouse that they used for paramilitary training.
Okay.
When he was arrested.
I understand. They go in the farmhouse, they do a fuck ton of meth, and they run around in the woods shooting guns. I think this is what these people are. Mm-hmm. Probably.
In the past, a mercurial white nationalist terror group called the Aryan Republican Army.
Mercurial?
Which has suspicious links to the Oklahoma City bomber, Timothy McVeigh. They helped create a fully white and heavily fortified enclave in Elohim City, Oklahoma.
You know, it's just...
The private town has a few dozen families and continues to exist to this day.
Hey, Merrick, I assume you're busy. It doesn't seem like it, but maybe you are. What the fuck do I know? Are you looking at, where is this? In where?
Oklahoma.
Somewhere in Oklahoma. There's a big fucking place, lots of scary white people with guns. Do something about those guys, okay? Jeez. Are you sure that you're just not talking about the actual government of Oklahoma? Or are you talking about?
Well, I'm skimming through this story from 2015. Little has changed at Elohim City, including the beliefs of the residents, since it became notorious 20 years ago with suspicions about links to the Oklahoma City bomber. This village seems frozen in time.
Oh, good. Hey, go check him out.
The dimly lit chapel has been replaced with a 7,200 square foot worship area.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Residents have cell phones and Wi-Fi. Those services can sometimes be a little spotty. And the students at Bethel Christian School go on outings and compete in national contests.
Oh, good. Like shooting and knife throwing and
one thing
shit.
Hasn't changed. Residents are adherents of the Christian identity.
Ooh, what?
Capitals. It's a Christian group.
Ooh.
They teach that white Anglo-Saxons, not Jews, are God's chosen people.
Hey.
And that America, not Israel, is the promised land.
So you can't just go in somewhere and say, hey, you guys are a scary white nationalist terrorist group. You can't exist, or we have to do something. Can we do something about white nationalist terrorist groups? Can we take their guns away? Or we just can't do that?
No.
Why not?
Because America.
But what's their mission? Is their mission to, like, overthrow us and shoot us into, like, white Valhalla? Whatever these lunatics.
According to the group, Jews are descendants of Satan.
Oh.
And non-whites are pre-Adam, before Adam. A lower form of species than whites. So they believe that before I don't know, the other races were like God's experiments. And then he created the Garden of Eden and white people.
So God is like a chef per se. And he's like, why don't we try this and this and this? And he creates a Mexican guy.
Right.
He's like, not quite right.
Yeah, no. This black one's way off.
Wow. Oh, I made the
taste this white guy. Oh, this is fucking perfect.
God,
these more
racists,
this white guy.
These racists are fucking insane.
The science. I mean, let's think about it for a second. The science required to make this thing real would be like, what science would make some kind of being that create science fiction?
Right, or tons of psilocybin.
Oh, mushrooms? Is this guy on mushrooms? This guy gets no mushrooms. Fuck these people. No shrooms for these fucking people. None. Are you moving to Maine? Are these people moving to Maine too?
Well, no, this was Elohim City in Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. They're still there. They're sticking.
Over the years, suspicions have swirled. The community has been called Love City, Hate City, a nudist colony, and a cult. Stories circulated they built an underground bunker and had acquired arsenals. None of them are true.
Okay. But did they help Timothy McVeigh?
There was some link to him. I don't know what it is, but it says, we were accused of possibly having a connection with what happened in Oklahoma City. Since that time, we've been exonerated by the federal government, said John Miller, pastor and leader of the community.
I wonder if that's the case or if they just stopped looking into you guys. Exonerated?
Nestled in the Ozarks at the end of a 6-mile gravel and red dirt road in eastern Oklahoma, about 35 miles northwest of Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Hell yeah.
The wooded property is still dotted with homes and outbuildings, and the dome-shaped white polyurethane and stone structure that was once used for daily worship is still standing.
Well, where do we think all these white supremacists and these lunatic Nazis, neo-Nazis, fucktwits, where does their money come from? Where do we think their funds come from? Honestly. Meth.
Wait a second. Most of the 100 or so residents are descendants of Robert Miller, who moved to the area in 1973. That ain't big descendants. That's like.
Well, I was born in 73.
What the hell is going on?
Not even 50, motherfucker. A descendant. Why in America? Explain to me. Why in America do we allow a heavily armed compound of neo-Nazis just to do their own fucking thing? Are you kidding me? Go get these guys. I mean, seriously, they're Nazis.
But in the 90s, the secluded 400-acre enclave was also a stop-off point on what some called an underground railroad for extremists in the white supremacist movement.
The white supremacist movement. I mean, isn't that just America? Isn't that America? Isn't that the United fucking States of America? A country ran by all white men? I mean, we are white supremacy. Who is it in charge in this country that's not white? I mean, it's hard to think of anyone.
The white supremacy movement.
They did acknowledge that some members of the Aryan Republican Army had been to Elohim City. When they were here, there was no indication of them wanting to have any criminal behavior. One even married into the Miller family. Though that marriage didn't last.
Oh, okay. Well.
Some of them had some sort of radical issues, said David Miller, but they were all just wanting to get away from that radical life. We're sad we didn't help them through enough to keep them away from that.
Okay. Okay, well, thanks for trying. Or you didn't try. I don't know.
This is creepy. Yeah. Elohim City. How is 100 people...
They got the come
from
of one
1973.
Dude from one guy, though. They're descended from one wacko cult leader. So this guy has a city, and every woman in the city is his receptacle to make more cult people.
I mean, doesn't it sound like that's the only way that could happen? If there's 100 people that are most of them are a descendant of his of some sort?
I mean,
if he had like 10 kids.
Yeah.
And they each had 10 kids. There you go. There's 100 people.
Right. I don't know. I mean, is there...
That's fucked up.
Is there a law against taking a city, you know, banging everyone in the city? So everyone is your son or your daughter or whatever the fuck. And then, but also...
Well, probably, I don't know.
You're armed and you're Nazis.
Is it consensual?
Right. Is there any kind of historical...
If it's a cult, it's not, but yeah.
There is historical marker. Timothy McVeigh had coffee here.
It looks like it said he called someone in the town a couple of weeks before the Oklahoma City bombing. Okay. And there were speculations that he was calling around looking for places to hide out or something. I don't know. But there was never corroborated.
Okay. Jeez. Well.
There you go.
Right. Congratulations. We know where the Nazis are. We actually know what they're doing. But we aren't going to do anything with them or go get them because we're comfortable that they're all going to move to Maine and live in the woods the rest of their lives and fuck each other to death. Is that the plan? That's an okay plan. I guess, it's as long as Maine, you guys know they're coming, right? Do they know that? Has anyone called the reasonable people in Maine and let them know?
Well, they did. The story advice that they had. Yeah. Talk to the mayor there. It's like, mayor. Oh, God.
The mayor. What's the mayor say? Don't come. That's right?
Yeah. Don't forget Faithless Friday, everybody.
The thing is, the Nazis, if they're turned away from Maine, what will they... Are they going to feel like shunned or something? And will people in this country feel bad for them?
No, I would hope not.
Will Steve King, is he still around? Is he still?
Sure.
Will he say, come to Iowa, we have a place for you?
Well, maybe. Speaking of the Underground Railroad.
Yeah, really.
Steve King's house.
Who wants to take our Nazis?
This is... last week we played a couple of clips.
Yes.
From the True News show.
Yay! Speaking of Nazis.
Where Rick made a brief appearance.
Yeah.
To talk about how he was targeted with the COVID somehow.
Right. Well, he was, though, because...
For speaking out.
Well, did he get a vaccine?
No.
Okay. And did he do anything to socially distance himself from people? Did he wear a mask anywhere?
I don't think so. Not in his show and shit.
And not to blame the victim, but you're going to be targeted, buddy, if you did all that.
So this is the show without Rick, but with still...
What?
Doc Burkhart.
Excuse me.
Hosting.
Rick! Who's the producer and the program director at True News?
Well, he's recovering from COVID. You saw what he looked like in the video.
Here's the opportunity. You fire second and third banana and you play best ofs. Nobody replaces Rick Wiles on this show.
Now, I don't know the context of the best of. Yeah. I don't know the context of this combo.
Right.
But it's Doc Burkhart. Second banana.
Doc, I would have fired you. I'm so sorry. And I would have hired somebody that I could pay half as much.
It's that Lauren Witzke nut job who ran for Senate. She was the Senate candidate who won the primary
Witzke?
In Delaware against Chris Coons. And he beat her pretty handily. But she's like crazy right-wing Christian Trump nut job.
And she made it all the way to the general?
Yeah.
That's terrifying. Yeah.
But, I mean, the likelihood of Connecticut going or Delaware going.
It's somebody there. God, it's terrifying.
So it's her, it's Doc, her, and Milo.
Yiannopoulos?
Milo Yiannopoulos, still on the show.
I hate that that's, if you say
I wonder
Milo,
if he's found a new. I wonder if he's found a new home on True News.
Oh. Well, wait.
Ex-gay.
Milo,
alleged.
Formerly gay, Milo Yiannopoulos is replacing Rick Wiles?
No, he's been sitting in on the show a lot.
Okay. Well, this is a reason. I mean, in right-wing nut job land, this is a lateral move. This is okay. Right? I mean.
A lateral move?
Do you think Yiannopoulos is bigger than Rick Wiles? Or more talented.
Yeah. More name. More name.
He's bigger?
Milo? Okay. He was a national nut job. He was that Breitbart editor, right? For a long time.
Well, good job, Rick. I mean, I guess this is a score for you. This is working out.
And remember this this idiot, Witski, she's the one who said that she thinks Rick got the COVID because the devil is mad. The devil gave Rick COVID because he's mad that Rick had Milo on, who's now testifying for the Lord. And
so why didn't Rick get the vaccine so he could fight the devil?
Because I mean, the vaccine giving... is the devil.
Wait, no. The devil is giving out COVID, correct?
To Rick. Apparently it can target the, I guess.
But then the vaccine.
Stop with your logic and your sense making.
I'm just figuring out what people talk about in the green room before they go on in this show.
So here's the stupor group of Milo Yiannopoulos, Lauren Witski, Doc Burkhart. I don't know what the context is, but for some reason,
stupidity.
They're talking about Ben Shapiro.
Wow, this is a. So wait, is Ben Shapiro bigger than Yiannopoulos?
Wet ass P word.
I think Ben Shapiro might be bigger than Rick Wiles.
The term for female genitalia.
Ben Shapiro is bigger than Milo and Rick Wiles, correct? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
The love affair that evangelicals have for Ben Shapiro, who is Christ denying. Okay.
So this is Doc.
Is he?
Doc is, he's, Ben Shapiro's a Jew.
Oh, okay.
So he's Christ denying.
So is there, is.
See, Doc's going to put it a little more, diplomatically than Rick Wiles would have, who would have said he's a filthy, stinking Jew.
Hey, I'm Christ denying too. I'll deny it. I don't, what does that mean? I don't believe Christ existed.
Well, right.
Boom, motherfucker. I don't believe Christ existed. Jesus fucking Christ didn't exist.
Who's a Christ denier.
So am I, does this make me Jewish in the eyes of Doc?
No, but you're a denier. Okay. You're also a denier.
What does that mean? Does that mean I'm burning
in hell? You didn't kill Jesus, so they seem to have... They seem to have it out for
I would,
the Jews particularly.
I'm just kidding. Jesus didn't exist.
The love affair that evangelicals have for Ben Shapiro, who is Christ denying, okay? Yeah, that's a fact, Jack.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We are not getting through this. I'm so sorry.
Man, this is how interesting.
How many
this
seconds
is it, Doc,
in?
Driving the truck. This is amazing.
How many seconds?
It's like, 8.
Now, Rick, I don't know if we need to.
8 seconds.
This is good.
Doc is
damn
doing
Doc.
Okay.
The love affair that evangelicals have for Ben Shapiro, who is Christ denying. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a fact, Jack.
Ladies and gentlemen, it makes you an idiot. It makes you a lamb to the slaughter to be led by somebody who denies the most profoundest, the most basic, the most fundamental metaphysical truth of our universe, of our faith, of our spiritual commitments, and all of his...
Oh, God.
The most profound!
This act that Milo is spewing is just unbelievable.
Did you go to the RSC, you fuck? Hey, wait a second. Is the most profoundest...
Well, you know.
It's most profound. Am I stupid?
Sure.
Okay.
Fundamental metaphysical truth of our universe, of our faith, of our spiritual commitments, and all of his wickedness and wretchedness flows from that.
this is him going after Ben Shapiro.
And what do you think Second Banana Doc is doing over there? He's sitting there thinking, N-word, Nazi. I mean, is he this profound?
Oh, he's probably looking at Milo and
doesn't know what he's saying.
Imagining him with loads on his face and stuff. I mean,
he likes this.
Milo's, yeah.
I don't know that he understands it.
Of his wickedness and wretchedness flows from that denial of Christ. If you can't see that, then frankly, you deserve to lose your country, which is, of course, exactly what you are doing by giving money to and paying attention to people like Ben Shapiro. Now, I know viewers of this program are much more intelligent than that. So
I think wait a second now.
God, Milo's a twat.
I'm buying what you're selling. I think we shouldn't give money to Ben Shapiro.
Oh, Ben Shapiro.
Who the fuck is giving money to Ben Shapiro? Doesn't he just broadcast and sell ads?
Well, yeah, he's got a podcast and he's
quit sending Ben Shapiro money.
They put him in real. Like, he writes shit and they put him in, op-eds and stuff like that.
Is there anybody that gives Ben Shapiro money that also listens to us?
true.
Oh, God, I hope not.
But listen, stop giving him money, whoever needs to hear that.
Christ, if you can't see that, then frankly, you deserve to lose your country, which is, of course, exactly what you are doing by giving money to and paying attention to people like Ben Shapiro. Now, I know viewers of this program are much more intelligent than that, so the overlap of Shapiro fans and True News devotees is probably minuscule. So I'm preaching to the converted here, but it's worth saying anyway, isn't it?
Well, a lot of people didn't know. Like, people just didn't know. You know, he's put on Facebook, he's boosted in your face, he says some really good things about the Second Amendment, and you're like, okay, I can get behind this guy.
He's boosted in your face.
I didn't know he was Christine. Wait a second. I mean, give him a...
Well, see, that's why I think we should do the whole yellow star thing again, so that we can see...
he didn't know. He didn't know.
God, what are these people? Are
he amazing. Didn't know he was Christ denying.
The converted here, but it's worth saying anyway, isn't it?
Well, a lot of people didn't know. Like, people just didn't know. You know, he's...
And you notice what fucking Milo said, that the underlying nastiness and evil of Ben Shapiro is from the fact that he doesn't believe in Jesus. So it's all Jews with that statement are evil because they deny Jesus. And of course we are too.
So Ben in the section, in this part of the show, is being,
he's guilty of being Jewish.
No. Here. But these people are being anti-Semitic.
Oh, so big time.
So is Ben is the victim. So we need to protect Ben from these people, or wait a second, or do we let maybe we let them eat each other?
Well, what's Ben going to do? Tweet at them? I mean, they're
yeah, that's true.
They're not leading hordes of.
It's as if
they're not meeting on the battlefield. Yeah, tomorrow.
Is Doc really? I mean, it's this Doc. What is Doc?
Bring what you've got, Shapiro. Bring what you've got.
We will see you on Telegram.
I'm going to play WAP as our charge song.
And maybe Frank, if it ever gets off the fucking ground.
Wet ass P word. I want you in. I want to be inside. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let me ask, just a real quick question. Just did you see, are you holding back that Mike Lindell thing? Where he...
Well, are you okay.
So the overlap of Shapiro fans and True News devotees is probably minuscule. So I'm preaching to the converted here, but it's worth saying anyway, isn't it?
Well, a lot of people didn't know. Like, people just didn't know. You know, he's put on Facebook. He's boosted in your face. He says some really good things about the...
I mean, he doesn't look that Jewish. I don't... How did you not know?
I don't know about... What... This person is not British that we're hearing. This is American.
This is Witski, who was the Republican.
Oh, this is Witski. Oh.
Was the Republican nominee for Senate.
And she's sitting here saying she could have been in the Senate. I mean, you know, she lost by a lot, correct? She got good. You're telling me we could have had a person in the Senate, and so you can't blame him because that person didn't know Ben Shapiro was Christ denying.
Like, people just didn't know. You know, he's put on Facebook, he's boosted in your face. He says some really good things about the Second Amendment. And you're like, okay, I can get behind this guy. But it's all subversion. It's all subversion to neuter the conservative movement. And that is what his purpose is. So, you know, informing people, a lot of people just didn't know. You know, this is what he believes. He is very, very anti-Jesus. Very anti-Jesus.
He is very
anti-Jesus.
Very anti-Jesus.
But you're anti-Semitic. I mean, don't you think that would bother Jesus? I mean, based on the Bible you fucking read.
Well, how is he very, very anti-Jesus, by the way?
Did Jesus say, go forth and be Nazi assholes? Did he ever say that?
Well, it depends on the translation that they rely upon.
Author.
No. You know, this is what he believes. He is very, very anti-Jesus. Very anti-Jesus.
He lets it slip.
Yes.
Because sometimes he can't help himself.
Yes.
He can't help.
Sometimes he can't help himself.
My God, if you are racist and homophobic, they will even let you be a Christ denier. They aren't saying Ben Shapiro is banished. He just said sometimes his Christ denying slips out and he says it.
Right.
Isn't that the whole ball game for these people? I mean, you know, you can't, if you deny Christ to an evangelical, That's the thing.
Right. And that's why
they're giving Ben Shapiro wiggle room.
Well, that's why Pat or Doc opened
the love affair that evangelicals have for Ben Shapiro, who is Christ denying. Okay. Yeah, that's a fact, well, Jack.
That's a fact, Jack.
And it's also a fact, Jack, that Ben Shapiro is Rick Wilde's competition. This we're talking about the competition. Oh, so that God, no. That is the what he's looking through right now. And he's like, this is a way for me to kill this guy who's taking our ratings. He's Christ denying. You and if you listen to his show, you're supporting a Christ denier, and you can't. That's a fact, Jack. And we want those clicks. You think?
I don't think so.
You don't think it's like incredibly competitive and right-wing nut job evangelical podcasts? What are you looking at?
Statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th president of the United States of America on Friday.
Okay.
I turned down two book deals from the most unlikely of publishers in that I do not want to do such a deal right now. I'm writing like crazy anyway. However, and when the time comes, you'll see the book of all books. Actually, I've been working on a much more important project right now. Exclamation point. He's been writing like crazy.
Well, if you have been writing, I'm sure it reads like you are crazy. So, boy, are you, what, how many?
Somebody shared the right beneath it. Responded, report, RNC spent more than $300,000 on copies of Trump Jr.'s book.
Oh, my God.
300 grand.
How sad is that shit? How sad is that? That's triggered?
That they then handed out, yeah.
Does Don Jr. read that? I should listen. It's included with Ashley on Audible. If you have the subscription, I think it's included.
I think
included.
He reads it, yeah.
Let me hear it. He's got people have probably listened to Don Jr. read a book, a whole book. What is that like? And what is wrong with that person? Is it called coked up or it's triggered? That's right. Yeah, coked.
Yeah. Triggered. How the left thrives on hate.
Yeah, that's well. I mean, I have lots of hate about
and wants
people.
To silence us.
Yes. Oh, wait. Yeah, that would be great. Jeez.
In fact, if you're over the age of about 35 or you haven't spent the last few years on a college campus, on Twitter, or in an asylum, and really, who can tell the difference anymore? You probably have no idea why this book is called Triggered.
I have.
Allow me to explain. Today, as it appears on the internet,
what else would you be doing in the rest of your fucking book?
Is used to
holy shit! What? Oh, give it up for Ernest Mother Cunting Hemingway.
Here's why I wrote the book. Allow me to explain.
Didn't he have Guilfoyle to?
Yeah. Allow me to explain.
To help him with his read.
That's like going on stage talking about, I'm going to share with you a story. No shit.
Well, that's how he opened.
No fucking shit.
Maybe it's the preface.
The preface.
Although the book is triggered. So he's telling us how he
I'm already triggered.
Came up with the name Trigger.
Because that triggers me. I've got a book in my hand, and I've got the majority of the pages on the unread side. Let me explain it to you. That's what you're going to do in these 200 pages that are left. How long is this book? 5 pages? Triggered? It can't be a big, thick read.
Yeah,
can
I don't know.
I think it's so gross that it's gross to me. Is Don Jr. an author?
Book? I mean, arguably.
That's disgusting. I mean, it's like Henry Miller is an author, you know?
Ladies and gentlemen, leaders and fighters for freedom and liberty and the American dream, the best is yet to come.
You know, George Bush was like, that's some weird shit.
Well, yeah. Oh, what is this?
God, what a mess.
The best is yet to come.
Oh my God. No, that's not going to work.
Is that fake?
The best is yet.
This is Don Jr. wearing a flag blazer, a red, white, and blue flag blazer. and he's yelling, "The best is yet to come." Guilfoyle brilliantly enters the scene and says, "No, no, no, that's not how you do it." And he does it again.
"The best is yet to come."
"Oh my God, no, no, that's not going to work." Louder.
"The best is yet to come."
Can you do it happier?
She said, "That's not going to work." Louder. Okay. And now she's telling him, "That's not how it goes."
Obviously, they need an adult director here. Mate, you're talking about the best. I just want to say you one thing to think about. The best, which is something good, correct?
Are you giving Junior notes?
Sound less like you're raping someone. On one line?
Six words?
"The best! Can you sound reasonable? Shit!"
"Stand by. The best is yet to come."
What is that better? That's better though, right? It is better. I don't know
if they put that out on TikTok or something, but they filmed that. Somebody filmed them doing that.
This is they're trying to appear like normal human beings, and they're trying to
you're not going to make fun of Kim. We love the fact that she yelled. That's, you know, they're trying to.
Do you believe it too, Don, when you're saying that? Deep in your heart, do you believe the best is yet to come? Does he believe that?
Him?
Yeah, he's saying it.
I don't know.
These are things to think about. You know, if you're going to say something as a performance, you might want to think about, like, what you're saying.
Man, that was sad. I'd never seen that before. That was really, really pathetic.
Hey, Merrick, when are you arresting these assholes? When is the arrest? When on the show, I thought somebody said that on the day he leaves office, he gets arrested. It's June 14th, motherfuckers. What happened?
I don't know.
I mean, damn. Are we building a case or Jesus fucking Christ?
So there you go. That's I don't even know how we ended up there.
Because we Guilfoyle live in land. A bizarre ass world. That's weird. I never knew that existed.
Oh, new headline at the HuffPo: Intel warns risk of more QAnon violence.
Fuck, man. From who? Where?
A new intelligence report warns that adherents of QAnon could target Democrats and other political opponents for more violence as the movement's false prophecies don't come true. Many QAnon followers believe former President Trump is fighting enemies in the so-called deep state to expose a cabal of Satan-worshipping cannibals operating a child sex traffic ring. Trump's loss to Biden disillusioned some believers in the storm, the supposed reckoning.
Do we have are there any QAnon fuckers around here, like in this?
Oh, undoubtedly.
But wait. You don't, like, for real, though. Shouldn't we know who these weirdos are?
Some adherents have now pivoted to believing Trump is the shadow president and Biden's victory is an illusion. The report was compiled by the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security.
Right.
It predicts that while some QAnon adherents will pull back, others, quote, likely will begin to believe they can no longer trust the plan referenced in the QAnon posts that they have an obligation to change from serving as digital soldiers toward engaging in real world violence.
Okay. So are we at in a pandemic level of mental illness that I'm?
Well, it's been going for a while.
I know. But, well, this is like, I mean, this is crazy. I mean, what is, well, yeah, if you Trump. Even had to explain, I guess you explained QAnon the way that person did in the article. It's a, is there anything else you could be into than QAnon, really? I mean, anything?
The report does not identify any of these QAnon people, but Trump, who, while in office, praised QAnon followers as people that love our country.
What?
Has repeatedly refused to acknowledge the election is over and spoken baselessly of the victory being stolen despite multiple court rulings and findings by his own Justice Department upholding the integrity of the election.
So what would QAnon say to that? Well, the Justice Department upheld my election. Why are you protesting it? And then QAnon would say, the Justice Department is full of space aliens from, like, I don't know, Barbara Streisand's asshole?
The movement has already been linked to violence, notably during the January 6th Capitol insurrection,
yay,
in which some rioters believe they would reverse Trump's defeat. At least 20 QAnon followers have been charged with federal crimes related to that insurrection.
Right.
Some charged in the riot were wearing attire bearing the telltale letter Q.
Oh, my God.
When they stormed the Capitol, one of the defendants, Jacob Chansley, calls himself the QAnon shaman.
Yeah. What a nightmare.
And famously wore a furry hat with horns, face paint, and no shirt.
You know, I saw this one guy I remember seeing a video of this dude at the January 6th, and he had a Q shirt on. And I'm like, I'm looking at that shirt, and I'm like, man, you really got to be careful these days. It's like, sometimes I put shirts on and I don't even know. And you know, they look like normal shirts. It just has a letter Q. You know what I mean? What I'm saying is you got to make sure all your shit is not QAnon shirts and QAnon clothes. What a nightmare.
Oh my God. One of these, Q loons lawyers that was arrested at the insurrection, for reasons he does not even understand today, he became a true believer and was convinced he was doing a noble service by becoming a digital soldier for Q. Maybe it was midlife crisis, the pandemic, or perhaps the message just seemed to elevate him from his ordinary life to an exalted status with an honorable goal. That's what a lot of the conspiracy theory is. It's the I know something you don't know kind of thing.
And it's people that need something. I don't know what I'm talking. They need somebody in a QAnon shirt needed to put that QAnon shirt on. And needed to identify with Q people for some reason, right?
Yeah.
Is there anybody out there? Can we give that to people that's not and find something? I don't know. It just seems to me the easy choice to be like, you know what? I'm not believing in QAnon because that's stupid. Or right. Because it's stupid. Like, how do you convince somebody that it's real? It's impossible. If my job, if we're in an acting exercise and I opened up my envelope and it said, your objective is to make Pat believe in QAnon, the only thing I would write back and say, well, then I have to drug him and cut his brain out and put another brain in. Right?
Well, yeah.
So stupid. QAnon. Don't you feel shame? If you explain to somebody you're into QAnon, would you be embarrassed if you had to come out to somebody
course.
Who's a Q freak?
Well, I wouldn't
not
be.
To get asshole.
There's no way I'm fucking...
I don't understand how people... See, civil society, I'm hanging out. I'm going to see my friends on Saturday night, hanging out at a bar. Hey, what's going on? What'd you do today? Been in that QAnon stuff. I was reading QAnon. And people would be like, what? You're into QAnon? That's fucked up.
Well, right. Hence...
You have to sit there and explain it to them then.
Secret. Or they forward you a
they're down.
Yeah, they forward you a YouTube video to watch.
It's Florida.
To be in the storm.
It's Florida. You're in the storm, baby.
We do have let me see. Is that it for that? Yeah. One witness told the FBI that another defendant.
Yes.
Expressed a belief that January 6th would usher in World War III and the military would be involved.
Okay.
This guy worked for the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration,
what?
In San Bernardino.
Yeah.
Had a flag with the QAnon slogan on his house.
On his house.
And has declared that he had Q clearance.
Oh, okay.
An FBI agent wrote. See, that was one of the speculations, was it? Q clearance was the highest level of...
He's an aviator or is a.
He worked
the FAA?
With the FAA. That's all it says. Yeah,
FAA. Hi, we're going to interview. We did a little back checking and you're a big guy in the Q movement, so we're going to have to take a hard pass, right? I mean, can you say that?
The FBI agent who wrote in the affidavit said he had recently purchased a new truck and believed that QAnon would cover the debt.
Did it? Did that work out?
I don't believe it worked out for him.
So I gave him a job at the FAA because I was like, fuck it. That guy's going to get shit done. Was he an air traffic controller guy or is he just pushing paper?
I don't have that information.
I mean, damn. We know that they're cops that wear QAnon garb, right? We know they are Q fucks in law enforcement.
Yeah, sure.
My friend has a Q fuck as a mayor.
Yes, in Washington State?
Sequim yeah, County yeah. in Washington, something like that. But, I mean, you know, and they're trying to get rid of the guy, and they can't.
I mean, allegedly.
Yeah, no, I think he's an admitted Q-er.
Oh, great.
And he won't condemn January 6th. And we're, a mayor of a city of what, I think it's like 50,000 people there or something. But how can you have a mayor? See, like, this QAnon thing has to be dealt with other than, like, these stupid fucking idiots. And that's all I think about them. They're terrorists.
Well, a lot of sad, dumb people that are into conspiracy theories.
See, the thing is, you got to deal with these people.
They're not all terrorists.
You can't put them on lists because it's what they do, right? Even though the white supremacists often put themselves on a homeowners association.
They wanted to have a HOA.
It's a very weird show.
I just said H.
Yeah, there's H. It's a weird show. Like,
I've been watching too many British.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the game I've been playing is very...
Isn't there a joke on British. Family Guy?
In fact,
about
my
that?
Character has a Scottish accent.
Oh, really?
The most fun I've had playing a game in a long time. Yeah.
Oh, wow. What game is that?
I went old school, Bard's Tale.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, buy Bard's Tale, and you can find. Who are you on Bard's Tale if people want to play with you?
It's not a multi, it's a single player game.
Wow.
It's not a social experience.
Right.
So this is a story. From my second home state of Wisconsin.
Yes.
New Richmond, Wisconsin.
Hello.
I've been.
Right.
It's up there toward Minneapolis.
Is it better than
west
Richmond,
side of the state?
Shitty Richmond?
Well, it's new.
Yeah.
It is new.
Okay. New Richmond.
There was a rally in New Richmond, Wisconsin.
You know, the thing is, ever since Trump, when I hear rally, I think Nazis, racist, or something like that.
Well, you're in the right ballpark because this is MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell.
Ah, yeah! Yeah!
And his pro-MAGA Frank speech rally.
And this is on, I put this on our Facebook. I haven't had time to really digest this. I just know it's out there. Oh, I'm psyched.
Well, there was nobody there.
But it's a grand opening of Frank. How could there be no one there?
He predicted 30,000 people. They say it did grow to a few thousand, which is pretty terrifying.
Wow. So did he plan for 30,000 at a rally and then make like rent an event and chairs and the whole bit? And nobody showed up. Damn.
It ultimately fell short of the betting mogul's prediction that 30,000 plus Trump supporters from all the country would convene in Wisconsin.
Well, Dick, hey, listen, Mike, I know what that feels like. I can't tell you how many comedy shows I put on. I'm like, boy, there's less people here than I hoped for.
Although there are suspects, it's suspected that a lot of liberals may have reserved a large number of tickets online with no plans of attending, trying to get Lindell's expectations and hopes up.
People did that here when Trump came in. That was great.
Naughty.
I love it.
Is
Mike Lindell still on crack?
I don't know. This might be some permanent damage.
If you're going to get off drugs just to do this shit, then what is the fucking point?
From the massive stage, Lindell kicked off things with the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by the announcement of a surprise flyover that never happened. Not in time.
I love it. Oh, it's late.
When are they? A surprise in the sky here in about a minute, 30 seconds. You can't time this. I'm not going to run for anything until these machines are gone.
There's a sign that says run for president.
I again, Mike, I don't know. We should keep these machines.
Till these machines are gone.
How sad. He's looking around. He's literally looking around like he doesn't know what to do. You've got a crowd of idiots in front of you.
Yeah.
Talk to the crowd. Do some crowd work. He's literally doing nothing. He's looking befuddled at the lectern.
I would say, what are you supposed to do at this point? But what are you supposed to do?
Well, say fuck it. They're not here yet.
No.
And start talking about.
I don't know, man.
He did hours straight on his Frank speech launch.
I gotta tell you, he can yap. That's true. But if you're covering and you're covering because the plane didn't fly, I don't know. I would be so pissed if I'm Mike. I'd be on the phone. How much did he pay for that? Did he pay for a flyover?
The planes eventually appeared hours later, well into the event's programming.
Wait a second. How long did this fucking shit
go on? You know, they're festivals.
From
the stage, Lindell expressed frustration with Fox News.
Hell yeah.
Because they didn't have anyone there broadcasting.
Oh.
Even though Trump was scheduled to speak on a jumbotron. Trump did not fly to Wisconsin.
Oh man, this guy. See, I think this is why Brad, what's his face, got fired. Because Brad Parscale,
who's back,
working
on Trump's campaign.
Oh my god! But didn't he had a rough patch? Didn't he? Yeah, they had to go get him with guns.
They had to tase him or something, didn't they? Almost
hire this guy again. Lewandowski still is around, so why not? Jeez. Brad Parscale, I'm sorry, ordered an extra jumbotron and then got fired. So Mike Lindell ordered a jumbotron he didn't need. Is that right?
Well, I guess Trump showed up on his video, but it was shitty. It was shitty. There were glitches in the video.
Oh, my God.
Having a hard time with the contractors. I know contractors better than anyone. They're very brilliant. They may not read or write in some cases, but you know what? They're smarter than the rest. They're smarter.
And he's frozen.
So I just want to thank everybody.
Did they check the internet connection? Maybe these guys. Hey, you know what, Mike? I heard there's great internet up there in the woods of New England. Why don't you go check it out in Maine?
I guess Lindell was really, really pissed at Fox News.
And I want to say one thing. Where's Fox? You know, this is part of our cancel culture and our free speech being suppressed. When you got Fox, who's supposed to be conservative, whatever, and you can't even go on there and say anything anymore. It's disgusting. But anyway, we're going to talk about a lot of...
He's mad because Fox doesn't want to get sued by Dominion, even though they are.
Your sad little fucking event. Maybe that's your fault, man. Maybe you should have made it better. Who called? Who confirmed with the planes? And what's up with the jumbotron? God, one time I ordered an extra LCD projector for an event, and my boss lost her fucking mind. You ordered a jumbotron that didn't work, and you didn't need it. Who fires you? Nobody fires him, right? Because it's just Mike Lindell.
He's running the show. Man. Yeah.
You're nuts. You're so crazy.
Oh my God! What a treasure trove of talent! Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, Newsmax hosts Diamond and Silk, and right wing author, and I'm going to add felon, Dinesh D'Souza.
Oh,
all made on stage appearances ahead of Trump. Oh, that was the opener.
What do you think? How far? You're Mike Lindell. I mean, like, we're going to get Trump to call in on a jumbotron. Okay? We were hoping he would show up, but he won't. So now who do we go to? Is Diamond and Silk?
Yeah, I guess.
The best?
The best is yet to come.
You know what I would have done? I would have called up Tiffany.
Tiffany, the 90s pop star?
She's a liberal. She would never go in. Tiffany Trump.
Oh.
I would try for a Tiffany or an Eric if I couldn't get. I bet. How much is Eric Trump to speak? I know it's Eric, but I mean, the guy, number one, is available. I guarantee you he's available. I don't know what he did this weekend, but he could have spoke at this fucking thing. Sure, Mike. The thing is, sure, you might not be able to coordinate, you know, a squadron of planes. But you can get Eric Trump
speaker and booking information, executive vice president of the Trump Organization, ooh, and philanthropist. Not New York.
Wait a second.
Not New York, Eric.
That. Isn't that, isn't the Trump Organization in being investigated too?
Travels from New York, fee range $50,000 to $100,000.
Capitalism is a bust. We're wrong. We've done it wrong. We should be ashamed of ourselves. How sad. How much is
$50,000 to $100,000?
How much does he do for 50?
A pop.
Is it time?
I don't know.
If I say, hey, will you speak for an hour? Will he tell me, well, that's 90,000. I'll do an hour and a half, though. I'll do a whole hour and a half for 100. Does he cut you deals?
Charlie Kirk even grifted, taking the opportunity to plug his own custom MyPillow promo code, for which he gets a cut.
Oh, my God. Jesus, fuck that. That is crazy. So Charlie Kirk, is he making money off that?
Probably.
Jeez.
It's probably an affiliate thing.
Mike Lindell is killing his business, but still, Charlie Kirk can get a cut off an affiliate code. I don't understand this. Fucking Mike Lindell is nuts.
Trump spoke to a fading group of supporters for approximately 15 minutes. Slinging baseless allegations of widespread voter fraud. Blah,
that's
blah,
impressive.
Blah.
He held that crowd over a jumbotron for 15 minutes. Wow.
And cut in and out.
Yeah.
He riffed on Biden's approach to addressing immigration.
Yeah.
All he had to do was leave it alone. So we went from the most successful, the safest border in the history of our country. Think of that. To the worst and most dangerous border.
Think of that. Whatever I'm saying, I'm making up out of like... What does he take? Adderall and.
So, but the funniest video is after Trump spoke, Mike Lindell went back to the stage and started talking to people about his documentaries and how conservatives were censored, but everybody was already leaving because they heard Trump.
They were leaving.
Nobody wanted to hear Mike Lindell.
Dumbass.
There's video of all these waddlers in Wisconsin.
Listen.
With the MAGA hats leaving as Mike Lindell could be heard in the background.
What a horrible, you have organized a horrible event, Mike.
We're in the greatest revival for Jesus in the history of the world.
It's just this row of people is bailing.
I'm going to tell you what I want to do is I want to bring it back because how did I end up here? How did we end up here today? Especially when I, you know, here's the next crack addict from Minnesota. So I'm going to tell you a little, I'll bring you back in time. You know, we're in the
group. I'm going to tell you a little story. I'm going to bring you back in time.
No, dickhead.
Run. Dozens were killed in Wisconsin.
Yes, leaving, trying to get the foot. But that was more deadly than that fire trying from to the
escape,
band.
Yeah,
Great
trying
White
to escape
in
Mike
Rhode
Lindell.
Island.
He's going to go back in time and tell you a story.
I'm confused by these Wisconsinites. They so go sad. Out to see Mike Lindell, but the only part they give a shit about is Trump speaking on a jumbotron where the audio and the video was bad. And then they went home.
Well, yeah.
Couldn't they have just watched?
Tells you who the draw is.
The draw is stupid. Why did the draw come out for this? Is this a picnic? Is this a seated event? Or they hate to bring chairs? Is this like a picnic event?
There are seats near the stage and the jumbotron, but then there's places in back where it looks like people have set up festive picnics and Ravinia. We're in Chicago where you set up on the grass and
it's like Ravinia.
Except near
you might
Chicago.
See like something amazing. Like these people came out to see. They packed. Could you imagine? I'm gonna bring. What are you bringing to Mike Lindell's festival to see Mike Lindell speak? What are you bringing? What covered dish?
I don't know.
Somebody does.
Certainly not French fries.
No, yeah. Oh, no.
Freedom fries.
Somebody planned that, though. Somebody planned a picnic to go see him.
To a friend of mine about a month ago, I was on his radio show, and they put up, he sent it out, the podcast part, to all his, he emailed it out, 30,000 emails. Google took away his Gmails and his Google Maps. I want you to think about that. They took away his Google Maps.
This is what you're going to hear if you hung out.
You guys left for the best part. This is great stuff. Is this from Lear? They took away his Google Maps. Think about that.
God damn.
Think about it. Does he think if you took away my Google Maps, I will no longer exist geographically?
Oh, shit. It's
we got to get out of here. Yeah.
Damn.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing. Find him on the internet at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and the TikTok, and RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great whatever, everybody. And
Got an intimate encounter with someone new? ScrollGuard slips easily into your pocket, so you can carry it with you wherever you go. You can also put on ScrollGuard hours before the main event so that you can avoid awkward interruptions. Its soft, durable, elastic latex can expand to fit waist up to 48 inches.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.